In this bulletin, five IS terrorists stripped of their Australian citizenship. The US imposes sanctions on Russia for its alleged use of a nerve agent targeting a former spy and his daughter. And Australian golfer Jared Lyle has died after a long battle with cancer. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Five IS terrorists have been stripped of their Australian citizenship and will never be allowed back into the country. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the five dual nationals had turned their backs on Australia by becoming involved in terrorism in the Middle East. Mr. Dutton says the cessation of Australian citizenship for dual nationals involved in terrorism is a key part of Australia's response to international violent extremism and terrorism. Australia is likely to follow the United States in ordering new sanctions against Russia over the Novichok nerve agent attack in Britain. The US has determined Russia violated an international ban on chemical weapons during the attack on a former Soviet spy and his daughter, and will impose further sanctions on Moscow. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the use of chemical weapons could not continue with impunity. The death toll from the Lombok earthquake keeps rising. More than 340 people are reported dead after Sunday's powerful quake. Tents have now been delivered to Lombok, where a children's home was among the thousands of buildings destroyed. Chaim Fetter, the co-founder and chairman of the Penduli Anak Foundation, which supports underprivileged children in the region, says everyone is still afraid.
Now, the children still are really scared, and we have all the time still quakes. I don't want to call them aftershocks because some of them were really heavy. They are really, really afraid. We try to get them in normal routine again, so we try to give them some classes as well in open air. So they did today some music lessons, some dance and basketball to get them in the daily routine again.
The federal government is reportedly considering a parliamentary investigation into bullying and harassment claims levelled against Labor MP Emma Hussar. Ms Hussar has confirmed she'll quit politics at the next federal election as an investigation into dysfunction and mistreatment at her Western Sydney electorate office draws to a close. Lawyer John Whelan's report is due to be handed to New South Wales Labor by tomorrow after he investigated complaints from 22 members of Ms Hussar's former staff. She's denied any wrongdoing. Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon says she's put the needs of the party before her own.
She's put the party first, really, by deciding that the damage is so extensive, it's best that she go, best for the party, and I know she'll be sadly lost in her local community. She's been a great representative.
But Liberal MP Zed Seselja has told Sky News he wants Bill Shorten to be open about how much he knew about the allegations.
Bill Shorten has a lot of explaining to do in relation to when he knew what his office knew and to try and claim that he knew nothing when everyone else in Labor seemed to know what was going on is simply beyond belief.
Prosecutors in the United States have charged a Republican congressman with insider trading over a failed drug trial at an Australian pharmaceutical company on whose board he served. They say Chris Collins sat on the board of North Melbourne-based Innate Immunotherapeutics and held a 17% stake in the company. He's accused of passing on non-public tips about Innate's trial for a drug to treat progressive multiple sclerosis to his son, who then passed the tips on to others. All of them are said to have avoided losses of more than $1 million by selling their shares before the results of the trial, which ultimately failed, became public. The company's share price fell by more than 90% after those results were released. A video showing Papua New Guinea police beating a naked boy will be raised at a high-level meeting with Australia's foreign minister. The graphic video shows two armed officers whipping the boy and kicking him in the head as he pleads for mercy. A PNG police spokesman has told SBS the victim was released from hospital and two officers under investigation have been suspended. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has promised to raise the incident with her PNG counterpart.
The success of our aid program and of our federal police program should not and cannot be judged on one incident. Australia should continue to maintain our presence there, assisting, advising, supporting the PNG police and the PNG government.
Australian golfer Jared Lyle has died after a long battle with cancer. 36-year-old Lyle spent his final days surrounded by loved ones when he decided to go into palliative care after ending treatment for a third bout of leukemia. A winner of two professional tournaments, Lyle made a remarkable return to the US PGA Tour in 2013, having beaten cancer a second time before his latest diagnosis. Well, now today's weather across Australia. Perth, possible storm and heavy falls, 18 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 20. Becoming windy and partly cloudy in Melbourne, 16. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, fine and 14. Wollongong, sunny, 19. More sunshine for Sydney, 20. Similar in Newcastle, 20. Brisbane, sunny, 23. Cairns, mostly sunny, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.